RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Woo! And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Here in Ashburn, it's hot, I think. Is the main takeaway right now. We're at training camp, though. It's our Commanders training camp report on your home for the Washington Commanders, the defending NFC title game participant, Washington Commanders. Of course, you'll hear them all season long, pregame, postgame, in-game. Saw my guy Bram Weinstein yesterday. Santana Moss was here, who is going into the Ring of Fame and the opener against the Giants. We'll dive into that. Plenty of Terry McLaurin contract talk still to come as well. But I wanted to reflect on the crowds here, which are awesome, but both the perception of it and the way they've put it on, because I had a chance to chat with Mark Klaus yesterday. He's the new team president, so he's the new Jason Wright. And Jason Wright was a popular target for fans to dunk on, and let me just say, I totally understand why. I also think he was in an unwinnable situation. I think he was thrust into a spot with Dan Snyder where you were defending what was essentially the indefensible, and I get that he took the job of his own free will and all that, and I think he made a smooth transition to the new group, and I have no ill will towards Jason Wright, but talking to Mark Klaus, who's here now, it's the way all the sides are working together. And again, this is just a night and day building because you have new ownership and you have new coaches and new personnel and a new building even as they continue to expand it out. So this is not a comparative. This is just a statement of, wow, this is awesome fresh air. 6,000 people here. That's the capacity or estimated capacity or capacity-ish that they've got here for fans for training camp. It's the little things. So you think back to Richmond. We were in Richmond for training camp, and the fans were on the hill watching, and there were two fields where the team practiced, and sometimes they'd practice on one, and sometimes they'd practice on the other, but there was no central focus area. So here's the front office and the coaches working in tandem. You've got two things here. One is they've built two bleachers for the fans to sit in and watch. So, stadium style bleachers. So you're elevated, so you have a better view of it. They put them both around one of the end zones. And they coordinated. And Dan Quinn, when he was doing red zone work, quarterback work, the highlight play you saw with Jalen Lane yesterday, which we'll talk about in a minute, all of that work happened towards the fans. So nobody was craning their neck. The touchdown passes were caught right in front of the fans. The action happened right in front of the fans, which is a little thing, but a big thing. Because the people who came out there left having had a good experience. They were not inconveniencing the Commanders by being out there. They were brought into the fold. They were a part of being out there. The other part of that was Dan Quinn and his crew went to Mark Krause and said, look, it's crazy hot. We were supposed to be on the air right now live during practice, bringing you practice. Practice got moved from 10 a.m. to 8 a.m. So Dan Quinn went to the front office and Mark Krause has said, hey, look, is there any way we can move this thing up to 8 a.m.? Because it's stupid hot. And I'd like to confirm that. It is stupid hot out here. Reminds me of the old swampy days in Richmond. And in Mark Krause's retelling, it was, hey, you know, if that's what's best for the players, we'll find a way to make it work. We'll find a way to do this and get the fans notified. And I don't think there were any fans yesterday who missed practice or who came in late because they weren't notified. They got 6,000 fans notified, and they got them out here, and they got everybody handled on incredibly short notice, on a one-day turnaround, essentially, for telling everybody to come out 2 hours earlier on a Sunday morning to watch practice. And that's impressive coordination. There are teams, and there are well-run teams, where the front office says, no, sorry, you scheduled practice at 10. We have to deliver it at the time we said, because, you know, that's what time we said we would do it. The flexibility there both ways of, we will move practice because it's the right thing for the players and their health. But also, when you do practice, make sure to put on a good show for the fans. And when you do, do it in front of them. And I think that was cool as well. There's a big area of like suites, which are largely for family members of players. You know, getting them treated well has been a big focus under the new administration. There's a big area where, yeah, everybody's spreading out and there's a lot of, you know, amenities and all that. And it takes up kind of from the 50 to the end zone the other way. And I think they'll look in the future at, are there ways to add even more bleachers and bring even more fans in? I'll say it's an operation to get 6,000 fans in here, because, man, we're in a neighborhood. We're off of 28, but we're pretty far off of 28. Which 28's a big highway up here, but we're on a 4-lane road, and it was backed up this morning as we were coming in, and backed up yesterday morning as we were coming in as well. There's a ton of excitement around this team, and I love that they're finding ways to bring people to that table, to bring people to the action. So that's the little things I've noticed. One more little thing for you. Everybody, when they came in, got a tote bag, and the tote bag, you know, just said Commanders or whatever, and that was a free piece of merchandise that everybody got to take home. And credit to them. You know, there are teams that funnel everybody to the team store, and the team store did a very good business yesterday. Everybody made their money, as I'm sure they will today. But that little gesture of, you're not here inconveniencing us by being here. We're here to take care of you and make sure you know this team appreciates that you're a fan. And this team appreciates having you here. Dan Quinn grabbed the microphone, spoke to the crowd before we started. Those little things along the way that can make a very big difference. And, you know, the legends came out and signed Brian Mitchell and obviously Santana Moss and Logan Paulson is part of that crew. You know, the crew that does a lot of in-house media stuff for the team. They came out and signed autographs. Tress Way was out there forever. Of course, I mentioned Terry was out there for a long time signing, which, cynicism aside, Terry's always out there for a long time signing. Jane Daniels was out there for a long time signing. Debo Samuel I saw as well, and that's not an exhaustive list. But it felt like, you know, everybody was there to take care of the fans. And we'll get to this later. I think it's unfortunate there's a very small number of practices open, because I think training camp is a special time in the NFL calendar where there is that opportunity for connection between the players and the fans. And I hate to see the NFL moving away from that and allowing more closed practices and allowing teams to go in their bubbles. And I know Dan Quinn has had interest in taking this back and doing a road show again. And I know the players don't like it at all. But I think there's real benefit to the fans to have this opportunity. I think there's real benefit to kid fans as well to have this opportunity to be up close, to interact with the team, And it's not like, you know, I've said this before. I wouldn't take my kids to a game at Northwest Stadium FedEx Field. It's a little too much drunken behavior. And I'm not saying stop doing that. You're adults. There's a time and a place. And, you know, you go and you get rowdy and you have your fun. But it's not a great kid-friendly environment, especially given the number of opposing fans that are there and the taunting and the fighting that happens. This is a great kid-friendly environment. This is a great opportunity for, you know, people who love the team to connect with the team and people who, you know, are budding Commanders fans to become Commanders fans for life and get autographs. So kudos to the team. They organized it very well. They put together a good show. There was also football. So I want to talk about the football and what I saw, and we'll get you ready. We'll count you down. AWOD Radio comes up at noon. Luke McCaffrey. There's a McCaffrey. There's a McCaffrey coming up on AWOD Radio today. I think you know which one it is. It's Luke. But that'll be fun to hear from him as he gets ready for the season. We'll hear from Dan Quinn. We'll hear from Santana Moss. Also my chats with Ben Standing and Nikki Javala. We are rolling. It's a Monday. No Squirrels baseball tonight on the Fan. They'll be back tomorrow. We will get you to AWOD Radio and Grant and Danny, though. We're back.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Thank you to Hazel for holding it down back in the studio. We're back together tomorrow. Looking forward to catching up on all things. Tuesdays with Trey returns tomorrow. Pending Trey's availability. I haven't actually texted him. That's a thing I will do. We'll catch up on all things Squirrels after they got hot for a little while. Very much in the postseason chase. Rough week at the Diamond. 2-week road trip. This is probably make or break for their season. You'll hear all of it right here on your home for the Squirrels in Richmond. AWOD was, of course, down at ACC Football Media Day last week. We'll catch up on that during Crosstalk. We've been up here in Ashburn having a good time plotting our adventures for the season. I think we're going to make Lambeau the road trip because I think he's got to go. And I can't go enough times to Lambeau. And also, it's week two, and it's going to be a big Thursday night tone setter game. I mean, you think about that Eagles-Packers game, the Friday nighters start the season last year. I think it's got every bit as much potential as that one did. By the way, the lawsuit, did you see that? So some Chargers fans are suing because the Chiefs game got moved to Brazil, and that was like the featured game in the season ticket renewal advertisements, and then they're like, whoop, by the way, you can't see that one. It'll be in Brazil. I'd be curious to watch that. I'm generally against sue everybody for everything. Like, that's not my style. I don't think they've got a ridiculous case here, though. Their case is, we paid for 9 games. We ended up only getting 8. And we paid to go see Patrick Mahomes. And we're not going to get to go see Patrick Mahomes. I think there's a compelling case here. They also said that when they called and asked if they could not have their season tickets, the team said, no, you already paid. I think that's the misstep. I think we're moving the game to Brazil. If that's so devastating to you, you want to give up your season tickets, fine, give them up. And then everybody's good with it. But the, oh, sorry, you've already paid. I think that one's got a chance. I'll be curious. We'll watch that one go through. Practice yesterday. Now, I'll start by saying, you know, we're at the end of the acclimation period. We're ramping up here. And you know, I think that today certainly was crisper. They were off their game a little bit, and you're coming off a Saturday off day, and you want team bonding to occur on the Saturday off day. Nobody's mad about team bonding occurring during the Saturday off day and then having to shake it off Sunday morning for an 8 a.m. practice. But that was, it was fun to watch. Jalen Lane, how about that? We love seeing a little local action. Virginia Tech Hokie Jalen Lane had what was the most notable play of the day. So they did some situational work at the end of practice. They gave the offense the ball on the, I'm going to say about the 50, and they put 30 seconds on the clock, no timeouts. And so they got down to 2 seconds left, and Jaden flung it up in the end zone. Jalen Lane went up and got it. He only got 1 foot down, but everybody celebrated it. And I think, too, like, you're not going to hurt yourself or twist your ankle over making that play or not making that play early on in camp. But it was fun to watch him. I'm excited to see. So, look, you need Terry. Terry is the anchor of your receiving core, and I think they'll get Terry eventually. I continue to have faith that, you know, and I don't think they're closer. Terry's there. He ended his hold out. It's now a hold in. He's with the team. I don't think they're closer necessarily. I think the team will realize how much they need Terry. But when you do that, you've got a respectable lineup behind him now. Obviously, Deebo Samuel, fun to watch him out there with the speed, the versatility. Noah Brown, we saw what he could do last year. He's had a couple injury scares. Last year, he had the lacerated kidney, which is, that's not like a normal football injury, like, ah, how's the ankle? Ah, I'm going to play through it. I'm going to get a Toradol shot. Lacerated kidney's a real one, and then he had another injury during OTA, so certainly we're watching him. Michael Gallup is a name we'd heard a lot. I was curious to see him. He looks to be in football shape. I remain highly skeptical he can play at an NFL level, but if he can, well, that's pretty awesome to find a guy. And we're waiting on Luke McCaffrey, who will be on with AWOD here in the noon hour. Jalen Lane, I love the Jalen Lane situation because he's going to be on the roster and he's going to be active on game days because he's a returner. They did some punt return drills yesterday. Luke McCaffrey was kind of the other guy, I think, very seriously getting return work, and he filled into that last year. But they drafted Jalen Lane out of Virginia Tech to be a punt and kick returner. And that's more important than it's been in a long time in the game. Jalen Lane is going to get more action than past returners have because they've changed the rules on the kickoffs, and it's now it goes deep now. It goes to the 35 if it's a touchback. The NFL is projecting that it'll go from 30% of kickoffs returned to 60% of kickoffs returned this season. So Jalen Lane's going to be active on game day. So you've got a guy who's a receiver who's active. Put some packages in for him. He's a free player, essentially, at that point. And I think the team is doing that. And I think it's fun to watch him out there. I don't think he's ever going to be a run-out-of-the-tunnel guy in the NFL. I hope I'm wrong. I just don't get the sense that's who he is. I love him as a mix-up off the bench, though, as a guy you've got to be ready for, have to prepare for during the week. I think there's real potential there for Jalen Lane and for, you know, Virginia Tech fans, it'll be fun to watch one of your own on Sundays. I think that'll be awesome. Zach Ertz still out there doing his thing. I went over and watched the defense for a little while. Man, Von Miller was standing out. And it's cool because it's not just, oh, you're Von Miller. But as you watch the drills, you always are, you know, some guys pop during drills and some guys, you know, just you're like, oh, man, that guy, they're good practice players, right? And it's not that. Like, they're guys, generally, like, the big, strong guys are like that. You know, Chase Young, his first practice, you're just like, you can't not watch this guy. He's so big. He's so strong. Watch him do these drills. He's making it look like he is a major leaguer and everybody else is a minor leaguer. Like, that's incredible. That's not Von Miller. Von Miller's not that size. But, man, the crispness, the professionalism, if everybody out there wasn't wearing numbers, you'd be like, oh, that guy's really good. And that guy knows what he's doing. And to be out here in the heat, in the humidity, sacrificing, grinding at his age with his accomplishment level, he loves football. And you know he loves football. And that's the other part of it that I think is really cool. Like, he's not hanging on for a last paycheck. He's been paid very well. He's got all the money he needs. He's not hanging on for a ring. He's got a ring. He'd love another ring, of course. Everybody does. He's not hanging on to get the Hall of Fame resume across the line. He'll be in the Hall of Fame. He's here because he loves football. And he's giving his all in these drills and in these workouts. I just think that's really cool and worth imitating. And I hope people who are out there saw that as well. That, man, like, this guy, and he's going to raise the level of everybody else around him. He just is, in the same way that Bobby Wagner did at linebacker last year. He just does. The way he works, he pops out there. So, Von Miller fan club, y'all sent me up to Ashburn to tell you that Von Miller's good. What a job I have. We're out here at Commander's training camp. We're in Ashburn. We're breaking things down. Not a ton of takeaways. O-line, D-line did not really get any work. There was some passing work. Like I said, it was an off day for the offense, and there have been off days for the offense. I also think, I'll blow by the break here, I also think that they can. I don't sense complacency. I really don't with this team, but I sense the confidence. And I think last year, everything was so crisp every day because they had to prove to themselves they were good. And I think that's the defense right now. I think, and part of that's me. Part of that's me coming on the radio every day and telling you, I'm not sure this defense is good. You got the sense yesterday, this defense is practicing in a way to prove to themselves and to prove to us that they're good. And I don't know if they are or not. I've seen teams practice really well and not be good in games. With the offense, I think it's much more of, we know we're good and we're going to use this time strategically and we're going to use this time on other things or installs or whatever. Like last year, Jaden was doing the practice plays in the headset, then coming out, the VR headset, then coming out and doing them. I get the sense this year there's a little more improvisation, a little more learning how to read and react in real time as opposed to running the script. I could be wrong. That's my hunch. I'm going to keep talking to people today. You know, it's, and part of this is, a lot of this is, you know, bits and pieces you gather here and there. The offense hasn't been sharp so far in training camp. I've seen 0-4 preseasons turn into really good years, and I've seen 4-0 preseasons turn into really bad years. You're watching for complacency. Chase Young became complacent, right, and took a big step backwards. I don't see complacency. I see a team that is maximizing practice in a different way because they get the sense they don't have to build confidence, if that makes sense. Want to talk about another Washington great, though, who found out he's going into the Ring of Fame yesterday. That, of course, is Santana Moss. We'll hear from him. On the other side, we're at training camp in Ashburn, Virginia. Things are wrapping up for the day. We'll keep you posted on everything going on here on your home of the Washington Commanders. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. It's the Ashburn Show. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Training camp practice. Wrapping up for the day. Fans headed to the exits for recap before you in hour number two. But before we do, we were out here yesterday as well. Something special happened at the end of yesterday's practice. And be on the mic, by the way. Did I say that? 910 The Fan. 105.1 FM. The heat gets to you out here, I guess is what I'm saying. It's very, very hot. They moved practice from 10 a.m. to 8 a.m. to accommodate that. Did not dissuade the fans from coming out, having a great time, which is super cool, obviously, to see the momentum. After yesterday's practice, Dan Quinn called the team in and made the announcement that Santana Moss is going to get his name in the Ring of Fame at this year's opener against the Giants. He invited Santana to speak. Here is what it sounded like.
Carpet and iron all the way through, but before we get rocking today, I thought cool to know that one man will be forever recognized as a true bat and heavy hitter with this organization, this name to the Ring of Fame.
Thank
you, amazing, man.
Thank you, man.
It's amazing,
thank
bro.
You. That's, that, it is amazing.
Yeah, dude, bro.
Thank y'all, man.
You in the alley?
Oh, I'm in the alley?
Yeah,
fellas, what's up, baby?
What up,
man? Hey, man, such a great feeling, man. And I'm pretty sure you guys not quite there yet, but as players, we don't have those thoughts in our mind when we out here putting in the work between these white lines. So I want to tell y'all, man, first and foremost, just continue to punch the clock, baby. Don't take this for granted. And I've been out for, what, 11 years now, man, and I have flashbacks every day of what it was like being on this field, preparing for battle. And you guys brought something last year to this organization, to this fan base, to us former players, man, that I haven't felt in a long time, man. The way y'all approach the game with the passion, the fire behind that passion, the love for it, and then you go out there and put up W's, man. I couldn't think of nothing else better to say, but well, job well done. So continue to kick like Kose and raise hell, baby. I appreciate y'all.
That is Santana Moss chatting with the Washington football players yesterday after practice. He will be the newest member of the team's Ring of Fame. That will take place in week one. One of the great, I think, all-time Redskins memories, him defeating Dallas, two touchdowns down the stretch. I think that's from a bleak time of fandom. That's a great moment. It's also important to celebrate the guys who are still in the orbit, because you think about a lot of the guys who are, you know, Ring of Fame candidates, you know, your Trent Williamses of that era. The bridges have been burned in some places and need to be rebuilt. So it's very exciting to see that come back, and it's very exciting to see Santana honored. And I like Ring of Fame or Ring of Honor, because you don't, it's not taking a number out of circulation. You know, the number retirement, which there are guys who are getting their numbers retired and it's very deserved. And then there's a second cut of guys who you just want to say, hey, I remember that. It was fun watching you, dude. And I can say I've gotten to know Santana over the years a little bit, as part of that crew. Brian Mitchell is his guy as well. Both good dudes, both just solid good dudes. Which you love to see. Logan Paulson very much as well, which is, you know, makes everybody even happier for him. They brought his family in for the announcement, and I don't think you needed more juice on that opener, winnable game against the Giants, against Russell Wilson, but why not? Throw a little something like that on, give everybody a reason to stay and cheer during halftime. I think it's going to be a big Commanders crowd at the opener. When we get to that opener against the Giants, I don't think that's going to be a 50-50 crowd. Maybe for the Eagles game. Always for the Cowboys game. Look, I get that. That's for reasons outside of anybody's control. But definitely that opener, I think, is going to be a really good crowd and a really good moment. And Santana Moss headed into the ring, and his name will join everybody else up there. And I'm excited to see how this franchise continues to fold the past in, because I think they've done a very good job of that, notwithstanding everything else. I haven't even talked about the stadium yet. We're almost an hour into today's show. Haven't done that. I told you on AWOD's show on Friday that I have heard that the DC City Council plans to vote on the RFK Stadium package this Friday, and that remains true. So I think we could have a deal in the books, barring any sort of presidential shenanigans, which, as we went over, he does have the power to put his thumb on the scale here. Whatever, however you feel about him, however you feel about that, he does have that power, so it can't be ignored. That said, I think everybody's hopeful that we've moved on to the next thing and that the council vote will mark the end of the matter and we can move on to groundbreakings and moving some dirt and blowing up RFK, which, by the way, is just going to be a lot of fun. In the next few years, we're going to get to watch them blow up the diamond and blow up RFK. And by the way, I hope they don't cop out and like tear it down bit by bit. I hope these are bona fide implosions. Remember when they did the Dominion building downtown, right? That was in the middle of COVID, and like they did it 6 a.m. so people wouldn't come out, but I definitely went out there. You implode a building, I will be there. As my promise to you, as an American, as a man, as a person who enjoys watching things blow up, you blow something up, I'll be there. They blow up RFK, I'll be there. You blow up the diamond, I'll push the button on that one. Come on now. Home of the Squirrels, 910 The Fan. Let's get back on track because we're talking about football. Santana Moss and the legends out here as well. And he addressed the crowd for a minute as well, which was really exciting too. I think it's all about giving the fans that value, and I think that this group's better at doing that than the past groups have been. We got a lot to get to. We're going to talk to Ben Standing on the other side. Nikki Javala scheduled to roll through the program as well. We'll recap today's practice for you, what we saw out there. AWOD Radio has Luke McCaffrey, other special guests as available today out here in Ashburn. Should be a great hour number two. We may dive into other sports as well. Squirrels back tomorrow. Kind of want to get to Jake Ferguson's deal in Dallas, which I think is the rare good deal for the Cowboys. I don't think they overpaid. I think that's a great example of locking a guy up early. Yeah, I know we got to get to break. I'm saying nice things about the Cowboys. We got to get out of here. We'll be back. Hour number two in hot, sweaty Ashburn coming up on the other side. You're listening to MP on the mic. This is 910 The Fan, not 105.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
FM.
Kicking it over to AWOD Radio momentarily. We're on the sidelines of Washington Commanders training camp. AWOD's going to have all sorts of fun. You chatted with Luke McCaffrey yesterday.
Yeah.
Give me a sneak peek at what we're going to hear from Luke here at AWOD Radio momentarily.
The man is drenched in sweat, and it just shows you how hot it is, but also how hard they're working in training camp. Yesterday I focused in on the wide receivers. We're watching the wide receiver drill right now.
We are right in front of them.
I mean, Michael, you've been on the beat a long time. I do feel like these kind of drills, you can really see who's got the elite footwork.
And if Terry signs, when Terry signs, you've got, for the first time, I think, in a long time, a legitimate starting caliber group here. You've got Debo, you've got Terry, and then you fill in behind that with whoever pops, whether that's Noah Brown, whether that's Jalen Lane, whoever that is. I feel like that's as strong a trio as we've seen.
Yeah, and I feel like we got a little bit of insight into Dan Quinn's mind about the wide receiver room. He mentioned K.J. Osborne. I think that's a forgotten guy. But he talked about how, well, he got here last year. He was probably a fish out of water, right? I mean, this team was winning game after game after game. How do you get into the lineup? Well, now there's a reason they brought him back for an entire offseason. And Michael Gallup. And, of course, Jalen Lane, you know, he's a rookie. You got undrafted guys. You got Luke McCaffrey. So, like, I feel like what Dan Quinn envisions is competition is going to bring the best out of this wide receiver group, and one of these guys might pop. It could be Gallup. It could be K.J. Osborne. Maybe it's your rookie, Jalen Lane. But you're going to get unexpected production.
I'm going to take Noah Brown as the favorite in that group. I mean, I think my only questions there are health questions.
Yeah.
That kidney laceration, that's not a – that's a no-joke situation there. Oh, some ooze there. Michael Gallup just dropped a pass. Michael Gallup's not making this roster.
Oh, is that your take?
You heard it here first. not because of that drop. It's so hard to come back into the league after some timeout as Jalen Lane catches it down. You know about lacerated kidney, then the injury at minicamp and OTAs. He looks great right now. I think you've got durability questions over a 17-game season. But it, opening day, running out of the tunnel, because you know the offense is going to run out of the tunnel opening day at Northwest Stadium. I think he's part of that group.
I can confirm Michael Gallup did catch the second one. I do like how they make you do it again if you dropped it.
Yeah.
It's like I heard the coach yesterday screaming at a guy, get back in line.
Better than doing push-ups. Yeah, it used to be you had to do push-ups if you missed. I like just doing it again. It reinforces the drill.
Yeah, you know, one wide receiver I want to get your opinion on as we're watching the wide receiver drill right now, standing sidelines here at Commander's training camp, is Ja'Cory Brooks. It does feel like this fan base has fallen in love with two Ja'Coris already. Krosky Merritt and Ja'Cory Brooks. One running back, one wide receiver. Did you get to see him at all yesterday? What were your opinions?
Yeah, so certainly the technique is good. You're waiting to see how's that going to hold up against competition. I love that we've got two joint practices, three preseason games, a lot of reps and a lot of opportunities for these guys to show out or to, you know, win or lose their roster spot along the way. I think practice squad, there's your boy right there, very nice. I think practice squad's probably the best possible outcome for him. Isaac, you have four locks, in my opinion, and I think McCaffrey's trending towards being the fifth. So you've obviously got Terry, you've got Debo. Noah Brown, I think, is a lock. You'd agree with me on that? And then I think Jalen Lane's a lock because of the return game ability. You're going to need somebody to return the ball. You know, 5-6 wide receivers is the norm. We're talking about a large number of guys who are competing for a small number of spots. I think practice squad is probably in the cards for two or three of these guys.
Yeah, a player that made a play yesterday was Michael Strachman, I believe.
He genuinely caught the fade in the end zone. So the highlight made the rounds, of course, of Jaden Daniels throwing to Jalen Lane. They did the 30-second drill. Lane catches it. He didn't catch it. Sanders still was right on top of it, yelling about that. Didn't matter. The fans had a nice moment. But then the other thing that was cool about Strachan's catch was
he mossed him.
Well, he definitely did. It was a great catch. But then Jaden Daniels comes like sprinting down, taps him up, feels good.
As the crowd's getting loud right now because Jaden is going to midfield right now.
There he is. What do you think of the different colored shoes?
It's Christmas, baby, and every day's Christmas with Jaden Daniels as your starting quarterback.
He's got one green shoe, one red shoe.
Yeah, one shoe looks like Santa Claus, the other one looks like the Grinch. I don't know if he's going to steal your cookies or take it.
Adam Epstein's here. AWOD Radio, of course, starts momentarily on the fan. We're live at Commander's training camp. You'll be back here tomorrow, which we're all very excited for. Lots of great player interviews. We're supposed to sit down with Cleveland Farrell in a bit, so we'll bring that interview to you, of course, as it happens. Tons more celebrity guests and fun tomorrow. Jaden Daniels, year two. Give me, what do you see? What's your expectation? Because it was such a good rookie year. Is it fair to ask for a step forward? Is it, you know, what's the temptation going to be to slide to coast? Do you see any of that so far?
I see a focused, determined quarterback that brings the energy.
Yeah.
I mean, you talked about yesterday, been fired up for his teammates, making a play. You know, we were seeing a quarterback drill earlier where he was throwing passes to the wide receivers. he connected on one and sprinted downfield with him. Like, not many quarterbacks are doing that. Right? None of the other guys are.
I think he's genuinely having fun.
Yeah.
I think he's genuinely enjoying this group of guys and this team and this roster, and even more so when Terry returns, obviously. But I think he's leaning into – they've done a nice job of controlling the celebrity elements. You know, they took him to a small corner to sign autographs for kids, or it wasn't like 6,000 people descending on him right away. They've done a nice job of managing it. But I think also, you know, he wants this. This isn't – I play football for the money or for the celebrity. I think he loves football, and I think that's a key differentiator here.
Yeah, and to answer your question, I see the same guy I saw last year.
Yeah.
He was smiling, joking last year, having fun, bringing the energy, hyping up his teammates. The success hasn't changed him. You know, he's the same guy. Maybe a more intense version in terms of the focus, working on the footwork, working on the mechanics and things, but I think it's a lot of the same guy from last year. You know, you give him the net drill, he's not going to miss, right? I mean, literally, it's just so much fun to watch him throw the ball into a net from 10 yards, 15 yards, 20 yards. But, you know, more comfortable with his teammates, excited for his new teammates. I mean, I saw him talking to Debo yesterday. You got Laremy Tunsil as his new blindside left tackle. He is a massive human being. Getting to see Tunsil in person yesterday was a show. He is so big.
Fred Smoot walking by. You heard the Smoots there.
Yeah, and Santana Moss also, who's in the Ring of Honor now.
Yeah, how about that? That'll be at the opener against the Giants. Fred Smoot, a former attendee of AWOTS Football Fest. Tell people about AWOTS Football Fest 3, because we haven't been on the air to pump this thing up.
Yeah, I actually just talked to Fred. He said he's excited to come back to Richmond for Football Fest 3. He knows how much Richmond is a big fan of the Commanders, and he was talking about how with his show he's noticed increase in viewership, and of course that's just because of the team's success. It makes it for everyone, it makes it better. So yeah, Fred Smoot was excited to come down to Richmond for Football Fest 3, featuring Fred Smoot, Tim Hightower, representatives from all the local universities. They're gonna bring tickets, swag. We can send you to Northwest Stadium to see the Washington Commanders in action this season. You just got to come to Football Festival August 16th from 6 to 10 p.m.
August 16th, River City Roll. I'll be there. You should be there as well. Quarterbacks are right in front of us now throwing actual routes. You feel the juice. We felt the juice yesterday. It's stupid hot. You mentioned that earlier. But, man, they have packed this thing out every single day for this training camp. It shows there's a ton of enthusiasm around this team right now. All right, we got to wind this thing down. We got to get to AWOD Radio. You got 3 hours. How are you going to use it today, Adam?
Yeah, we will give you our training camp notes from Sunday. Michael and I arrived yesterday, watched all of yesterday's practice, and then we'll react live to today's practice today. Both of these have had fans in attendance, so there's a lot of energy, a lot of juice. We'll hear from Dan Quinn at the podium, my conversations with Luke McCaffrey, kicker Matt Gay, and we're hoping Cleveland Farrell, Richmond native, will join the show today as well.
Fantastic. We're back tomorrow. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.